You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Inside Out. And we're going to pick right up where we left off the last time. So I'm not going to do a lot of review this time. But as I tell you so often, each of these episodes, 10, 11, 12 minutes, easy to go back and review and well worth it, especially on this subject of the fear of the Lord. So the fear of the Lord is, we have to learn it. We have to come to understand it, and it benefits our lives starting now. And so that should motivate us to put God and His Word in that high view and learn the fear of the Lord. And in Psalm 34, He said, "Come, my children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord." And then His first instruction is to keep your tongue from evil. And in the last episode, and I really, really, really cannot encourage you enough, even if you listen to the last episode, go back and listen to it again. We talked about learning to keep our tongue from evil, and we listed out and discussed some of the forbidden forms of communication that will block us from living and walking in the fear of the Lord, which is going to, that's going to block blessings. It's going to mess up today. That's not just the potential result of that down the road, but today. And in every way, we want to learn the fear of the Lord and realize it starts to impact us right now. So picking back up, our words have power. Our words frame worlds. And we have to accept what the Bible teaches about the power of our words. We just simply cannot dismiss that. And then it is directly tied in to us learning the fear of the Lord. Our words have the power to heal or to wound. Our words have the power to encourage or to discourage. And that literally is to put courage into someone or to take courage out of someone. Our words, with our words, we tell the truth or we deceive. We help or we hurt. We praise or we criticize. We build up or we tear down. Proverbs 13:3 says, "Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything." Proverbs 21:23, "Watch your tongue and keep your mouth shut, and you will stay out of trouble." In Proverbs 18:21, it says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Keep your tongue from evil. In the Message paraphrase, it said, "Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose." And words are so powerful, they must be used with great, great care. You know, sometimes there are things around the house or the shop or office or whatever that they're so powerful that they're potentially dangerous. And so you have to handle them with great care. Be careful with this. It's sharp, or this is hot, or, you know, this could go off, or, you know, this is a chemical. You don't want this to get on you. And, you know, so it's, our words are so powerful, they have to be handled with great care. I want you to think about something, and this is all of us. We all have insecurities. But studies show, and if you'll just soak on this a little bit, you'll realize this even in your own life. Any insecurities you have in your life, virtually all of them, are, first of all, from early in life. And secondly, and very importantly, they come from words that were spoken or words that were not spoken. We've been hurt and made insecure in areas of our life, in our appearance, or how we do something, what we, you know, what we do, where we come from, you know, everything from your nose to your hair to your skinny legs or your fat legs or your big feet or your short feet or your long nose or short nose or what, you know, all of those things, words. and it was classmates or it was parents or it was a neighbor or a coach or a teacher or a stranger, but it's words that actually got in, especially early on. It still hurts you today. You know, words spoken today, but words are that powerful. Here's the flip side of that, which is good. Any confidence you have in your life most likely came from early in life and is also the product of words. You know, that somebody said, you are so good at that, or you look great in that color. Did anybody tell you you're really gifted at this? And those words, they're so powerful. They brought life to you and they built you up. And that's what words do. Words build up or they tear down. And God is telling us, keep your tongue from evil, but it's not just about not speaking evil. It's about speaking good and life, because death and life are in the power of the tongue. Words kill or words give life. They're either poison or they're fruit. And so with our words, we can turn on the laws of life or turn on the laws of death. And in our own life right now, your insecurities or your confidences really are largely the result of words. And I say all of that so that we can sort that out in our lives, but also realize, wow, just how powerful words are. And hopefully then the people around us and the children around us and the young people around us, we'll build them up and not tear them down. So again, it's not enough to just not speak wrong things. We have to speak good things and turn on the law and the power of life. Because evil speaking blocks and it hinders. So speak life. Let me share a couple of big ideas with you as we round out this episode today. First of all, never use your own mouth to speak against your hope. You know, never use your own mouth to speak against your hope. I mean, you hate it when someone would speak against what you're hopeful about. Why would you ever use your own mouth? Your whole belief mechanism, you know, of your thoughts and your heart and your faith and your mouth, you know, caution what you give voice to. You should speak words of hope and never, even if you feel discouraged, don't give voice to those things. Even if you feel a little hopeless or disappointed about some, be very careful about the words that you would speak. Secondly, stop with the negative narrations of life. You know, most of our news comes from darkness. And by that, I mean, news is presented to us on a daily, hourly, minutely basis without light. And by that, I mean, as if there is no God or no God to help you. And if we're not careful, we fall into that same kind of narrator, commentator kind of role in our life. And it creates this negative flow of conversation that is originating with us, that we go through life, just this negative narration of life. And it goes back to developing a horrible negativity bias in our life. And it will affect how we see things. And it will dim your view of a great, big, loving, all-powerful, almighty God. And will remove him or hinder us from seeing him in that high view. And it does not help you, and you are not fun to be around when you have that constant negative narration flow going. So stop with the negative narrations of life. Next would be this: be slow to speak. And Scripture is very clear on this. In James 1, it says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Proverbs 15:28 says, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked just pours forth evil. Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. So you put all that together, you need to allow time for your heart, because your heart studies how to answer. Allow the time for your heart to teach your mouth what to say. Let me add it this way. Allow time for your heart to teach your fingers what to type. You know, because sometimes we are, you know, so quick to respond on social media and so forth. Just take a little time. Proverbs 30:32, if you've been foolish in exalting yourself, or if you've devised evil, put your hand on your mouth. So this is the kind of, in case of fire, break glass, or as a last resort, do this. Hear it again. If you've been foolish in exalting yourself, which is boasting, which is and belittling others, that's a forbidden form of communication from the last episode. Or if you've devised evil, so anything else on that forbidden form of communication list, and if you can't hold that back, then physically, outwardly, put your hand over your mouth. Make sure that it doesn't come out, because words really, really do have power. Don't give voice to those things. And then lastly, just a practice that we all should have in our life, stay on the right side of the butt. Stay on the right side of the butt. Most people will admit the truth from Scripture if they know it. But if they don't place it properly, and that is to put it in high view in their priority of thinking and speaking, then their life equation is going to end up backwards and negative and powerless and defeating and depressing. So let me try to illustrate. Stay on the right side of the butt. So, okay, well, I believe God. I believe His Word. And I know that God said, Philippians chapter 4, that my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory. But I don't know how we're going to get through this, and this is really a mess, and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? You're on the wrong side of the butt there, and you've given God's Word not the high view but a lower view. So we got to get this right. So here's what we do. We put God's Word in high view, and so in this instance, it's His promise that He would supply. So stay on the right side of the butt. Keep God's Word in the high view. Here's what we do. Wow, we're really in a financial situation right now, and I don't know how we're going to fix this and blah, blah. But my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, you're going to feel emotions rise. You're going to feel faith to surge, and you're keeping yourself and the power of your words in the right way, and you're keeping God's Word in the high view. And so on and on, we could go with examples of this, you know, that He'll keep us in perfect peace and He'll give us peace that passes understanding. But this is really, really tough and really, really bad. And I remember one time and I knew this guy, and you can go through all of that and you end up on the wrong side of the butt and you lower the view of God and His Word. Correct that, adjust that, and give high view to God and His Word and say, I'm going through something and kind of feel down right now and don't understand and this hurts, but He said that He would give me a peace that would guard my heart and guard my mind and pass His understanding. He'll keep me in perfect peace. And what will you do then? Your emotions rise, faith surges, God's Word in that high place, and you're walking in the fear of the Lord, and the results of that are immediate. So do you want to have a life that you love and enjoy many good days? You've got to keep your tongue from evil. You've got to be careful what you give voice to, because that first instruction in learning the fear of the Lord is to keep your tongue from evil. And we must learn this well. So let me close with this verse. Let this be your daily prayer. Let this be your life verse, maybe. Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. I hope this helped you today. Help me, I'll tell you what, just to remind myself. And I just sense God speaking to us about this. So, hey, have a great week. Maybe go back over this again, because this is something we really have to learn and have in our life, because it will help you starting today. God bless you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.